जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Today we are reading and discussing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami, verses 149 through 151. I will read the first two verses with no purport, and then we will sing together 151, which is written. Krishna Svarupa Ananda Vaibhava Apara Chik Shakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti Ara. The transcendental form of Lord Krishna is unlimited and also has unlimited opulence. He possesses the internal potency, external potency, and marginal potency. Vaikuntha Brahmandagana Shakti Karya Hoy Svarupa Shakti Shakti Karyer Krishna Samashraye. The material and the spiritual world are transformations of Krishna's external and internal potencies respectively. Therefore, Krishna is the original source of both the material and the spiritual manifestations. Now we sing together. Dashame dashanam lakshyam Ashrita Ashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dama Jagat Dama Namami Tat Dashame Dashanam Lakshyam Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashrita Ashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dama Jagat Dama Namami Tat Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashrita Ashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dama Jagat Dama Namami Tat. Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dama Jagat Dama Namami Tat Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashritashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dhamma Jagad Dhamma Namamitat Vaishnavis Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashritashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dhamma Jagad Dhamma Namamitat Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashritashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dhamma Jagad Dhamma Namamitat Dashame, in the 10th canto, Dashamam, the 10th subject matter, Lakshyam, to be seen, Ashrita, of the sheltered, Ashraya, of the shelter. The first one is sheltered, ED at the end. The second one, of the shelter, he who gives shelter. Ashrita is he who receives shelter. Ashraya, he who gives shelter. Vigraham, who is the form? Shri Krishna Kyam, known as Lord. Shri Krishna, Param, Supreme, Dhamma, Abode, Jagat Dhamma, the abode of the universes. Namami, I offer my obeisances, Tat, to Him. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the 10th object, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of all surrendered souls. He is known as Shri Krishna, and he is the ultimate source of all the universes. Let me offer my obeisances unto him. If you like to repeat, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the 10th object, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of all surrendered souls. He is known as Shri Krishna, and he is the ultimate source of all the universes. Let me offer my obeisances unto him. Purport. This is a quotation from the Bhavarta Dipika, Sri Dara Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.1. So it's at the beginning of the commentary, first verse of the 10th canto. In the 10th canto, meaning beginning of the 10th canto's commentary. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of the Ashraya Tattva, Shri Krishna. There are two tattvas, Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. Ashraya Tattva is the objective, and Ashrita Tattva is the subjective. Since the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna are the shelter of all devotees, Shri Krishna is called Param Dhamma. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, it is stated, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Everything is resting under the lotus feet of Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14, 58, it is stated, samashritaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare. Under the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, the entire Mahatattva is existing. Since everything is under Sri Krishna's protection, Sri Krishna is called Ashraya Tattva. Everything else is called Ashrita Tattva. The material creation is also called Ashrita Tattva. Liberation from material bondage and the attainment of the spiritual platform are also Ashrita Tattva. Krishna is the only Ashraya Tattva. In the beginning of the creation, there are Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and Kshirodakashayi Vishnu. They are also, are they Ashraya Tattva or Ashrita Tattva? Give a guess. Ashraya Tattva. Correct. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. To understand Krishna perfectly, one has to make an analytical study of Ashraya Tattva and Ashrita Tattva. Dashame Dashamam Lakshyam Ashrita Ashraya Vigraham Shri Krishna Kyam Param Dhamma Jagat Dhamma Namami Tat. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam reveals the 10th object, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of all surrendered souls. He is known as Shri Krishna, and he is the ultimate source of all the universes. Let me offer my obeisances unto him. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, at the end, in the beginning of the 10th chapter, there is a verse which describes the 10 subjects, the 10 themes explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sargo visargascha stanam poshanam uttaya mammantare shanukata nirodho muktirashraya. Some of you are familiar with them, others are not. So let's together, looking at each of the themes, each Sanskrit word, and identify the meaning. We can take one from each. So the first theme described in the Bhagavatam is Sarga. Sarga means creation. Creation and refers to the primary creation, the creation which emanates from Mahavishnu, the Supreme Lord, and he manifests all different elements, 16 ingredients of creation in the beginning, the Mahatattva and the essential ingredients. Then Visarga. Visarga means secondary creation. And that refers to the more gross creation. Also, there are subtle elements, of course, but it's more gross, manifested by Lord Brahma, the secondary creator. In each universe, there is, like here, we read, Jagat Dhamma Namami Tat, that the Lord, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, is the abode of all the universes. The term Dhamma means abode. Jagat, the universe. The universe is our abode. But the Lord, Sri Krishna, he is the abode not just of our universe, but the abode of all the unlimited material universes that exist. We read in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that the number of universes, material universes that exist, can be compared to a big bag with mustard seeds. Imagine the mustard seeds, how many mustard seeds fit within a 50 kg bag. How many? Can you count? It's very difficult to count. So this will be compared, one of those seeds, which the cook will not take, will not even bother if it falls to the floor, will not bother to pick it up. Normally, when you cook, if a mustard seed falls to the side, will you go and pick it up? Maybe, but normally you don't do it. You will clean it afterwards. So this little mustard seed is compared to our shelter, our universe, which scientists, modern scientists, are not able to understand. In the beginning, scientists will tell, like, what's the name? Hawking is the name of the one who is physically disabled. Hawkins. I think Hopkins is somebody else. It's so Hawkins. He said in the beginning he was speaking as if he knew how the universe is made. I remember having read some articles. He seemed to be more assertive in his presentation. More recently, I read an article where he was saying that actually he was talking about a higher intelligence in the cosmos, in the universe. So he was acknowledging there must be God. He was not calling him God, but he was speaking about higher intelligence and that acknowledging the limitations, we are not able to determine the end of the universe. So Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. So regardless of how much scientists acknowledge our limitations, some scientists will acknowledge our universe, our limitations to understand the universe, or our universal limitations. And other scientists will not, some will acknowledge, others will not acknowledge. Regardless of that, the fact is that we are very small. And the Srimad Bhagavatam explains there are unlimited universes. And the Lord is the shelter of all those universes. Each universe is created by one secondary creator, Brahma. And all those Brahmas take birth from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, who ultimately is also the shelter of the secondary creation, Visarga. Atra sargo visargascha stanam. What is the meaning of stanam? As the 10 themes of Bhagavatam. The place where we live, the planets, the planetary systems, Srila Prabhupada translates. Again, abode. The universe is an abode for us, then a planet is also our abode. Presently, environmentalists are voicing concern about how we are destroying the planet. We should take care of Mother Earth. It's our home. So stanam means there is not only one planet where living beings live, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, In all the planets, there are living beings. Otherwise, why they are created? There are houses. If we go to a city late at night, like last night I came late from the office, and everything was very silent in Radhadesh. But that doesn't mean nobody lives there. Everyone may be sleeping, and we don't see anybody at that moment. But at some other time we can see people. So if we go to a city and we see many very late at night, of course cities nowadays are very active at night, but okay, let's say we go to a place where people are sleeping at night, there is nobody outside. So we may think nobody lives in those buildings. But actually, whenever a building is constructed, it is for the purpose of residence, giving residential facilities to somebody. Similarly, whenever planets are created in the universe, these are places for living beings to live. And therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the soul is described as Sarvagata. Sarvagata means that can live anywhere in this material universe, and is actually present within every corner of creation. Sthanam. And sthanam means also place to live. People go to different places trying to find a suitable place to live. Sometimes we don't like a particular country, our own country, and we go to another country to see if we find our good place to live. And then when we are there, we don't quite fully find our place. Even if we like it, always there is something that bothers us. Wherever we go in this material world, mamupetya punar jamma dukkalayam ashashvatam. The material world is a temporary place and it's a place full of suffering. Therefore, wherever we go in this world, there will be some reasons for feeling disturbed. External reasons. So we cannot find a real residential place. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we read how Gopa Kumar, the cowherd boy of Govardhan, he was traveling from place to place trying to find his home, his abode. And only when he reached Krishna's abode, Goloka Vrindavan, he felt fully satisfied. He didn't feel completely fulfilled even in the Vaikuntha planets. What to speak of the material world? He couldn't be satisfied. Even if Krishna was being worshipped in some places he visited in the material world, he felt there was something missing. Only when he met Krishna face to face, he felt fulfilled. His heart was complete. So sthanam. Sthanam means the places of residence. And the real place of residence is the lotus feet of Krishna, the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Atra sargo visargascha sthanam poshanam. What is poshanam? Poshanam. Not exactly. Worship is something the Lord does. With nourishing portion means protection, the protection of the Lord, which is a type of nourishing. The Lord, by protecting us, takes care of us. It's nourishing, like the mother will nourish the child, the baby. And this is protecting, giving protection, giving shelter. So Krishna is protecting us, Poshanam. Then Uttaya or Uti. Uti, the fifth topic. Is desire, creative impetus. Desire, that refers to how material creation takes shape. Material creation takes shape due to the desire of the jivas to enjoy. We want to enjoy, and Krishna very kindly produces the material world for our enjoyment. The child wants to play, children want to play, and the parents, the adults, they create factories of toys for the children. So the desire of playing of the children are the reason for the factories of toys to exist. So similarly, the material universes exist due to our desire to enjoy. So this is Uti, creative impetus. Atrasargo visargas cha stanam poshanam uttaya mamvantara. Mamvantara? Avatars, but one specific type of avatar, manvantara. The manus. This refers to the rulers of the universal periods. Manu is the father of humanity. He's a protector for human beings. He protects the dharma, the religious principles, for the benefit so that human beings will attain the goal of life. And he is ruling the universe in the different periods. There are 14 periods within one day of Brahma, the secondary creator in the universe. So each period is ruled by a particular manu, and those periods are named Manvantara. And the manu who rules over that period is a Manvantara avatara, or the incarnation of the Lord as the father of humanity who rules during that period. Manvantara Ishanukata. Ishanukata. Yes, the different incarnations of the Lord, descriptions, the narrations of the pastimes of the Lord, the Leelas of the Supreme Lord, and his devotees, Ishanukata, the topics of the Lord and his devotees. The Srimad Bhagavatam is full of such descriptions, how the Lord reveals his transcendental pastimes, how the pure devotees interact with the Lord, how they love him, how they sacrifice for the Lord, how they are fully surrendered to him, how they are protected by the Lord in times of extreme difficulties, like Prahlad Maharaj, for example. He was protected by Lord Narsimhadev. Bali Maharaj was also not just chastised, but was protected by Lord Vamanadev because he was connected to Prahlad Maharaj. Manvantara Shanukata. So we have cover 7 topics. The 8 Atrasargo Visargascha Stanam Poshanam Uttaya Mamvantare Shanukata Nirodha. 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 Something that happens at the end, they say. Destruction. Destruction, annihilation. And this Nirodha refers, it has different meanings, it refers to the annihilation at the end of the universe. That's one meaning. At the end of Brahma's life. It can be also destruction at the end of Brahma's day. Or it can be also annihilation, the winding up of the material existence by the soul who becomes liberated. That's also the real Nirodha, the winding up of material existence. We read in some parts of the Bhagavatam how, for example, when Maharaj Yudhishthira goes back to Godhead in the first canto, it is described how he amalgamated the different elements. The gross elements were amalgamated into the less, the more less gross, and then coming up to the subtle elements, until he became pure self, the pure Atma, the pure soul. So this is Nirodha, the annihilation of material existence, which takes place only by the mercy of the Lord. Mukunda, the Lord is known, Sri Krishna is known as Mukunda, the giver of mukti. Unless Sri Krishna gives liberation, no yogi, no jnani can wind up material existence. Only by the mercy of Krishna it is possible. So this is Nirodha. Mukti, that's very easy. Liberation. Liberation of material existence. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes 5 types of liberation. There is Sayujya Mukti, becoming one with God. Sarupya Mukti, attaining similar form, similar body than the transcendental form of the Lord. Satchitananda Vigraha. Salokya, living in the same abode of the Lord. Sarshti, partaking the same opulence of the Lord. And Samipya, becoming a companion of the Lord, living with Him. So this is mukti. There are different types of liberation. And ultimately, Srimad Bhagavatam states, the purpose of all prescribed duties is to attain mukti, liberation. Dharmasya yapavargyasya nartoyau pakalpate. The meaning is that the purpose of dharma is apavarga, becoming liberated from material existence. Muktir hitvanyata rupam svarupena vyavastiti. And the meaning of mukti is becoming situated in one's constitutional position as Krishna's eternal servant. Liberation is not, as some jnanis present, becoming God or understanding we are God. We can understand that we are part of God. That's okay. But to understand we are God, as Mayavadi philosophers present, that's not real understanding of mukti. Mukti, the Bhagavatam states, is to understand, to become situated in one's svarup, as eternal servants of Krishna. Nirodho muktir ashraya. Ashraya. what is ashraya? Shelter. Ashraya means the ultimate shelter. Shri Krishna, who is the ultimate shelter. And then Shri Shukadeva Goswami explains that all these topics are explained in the Bhagavatam. The first nine topics are explained in order to illuminate the tenth topic, Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by understanding Krishna's energies, we who are also one of Krishna's energies, there are manifold Krishna's energies, Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shruyate, and we are one of them. By studying, by contemplating Krishna's energies, we can also come to realize Krishna's person, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is explained in this section of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sri Sanatana Goswami. In previous verses, he was explaining how when we study scripture, we can study scripture directly, take the direct meaning, mukhya vritti, or the indirect meaning, gauna vritti, secondary meaning. However we look at things, Krishna is the shelter of everyone and everything. We cannot live without Krishna's mercy, even from a material perspective, unless Krishna gives us the sunlight, the air, water. We cannot live. No scientist can produce what we need unless he takes from Krishna. If he takes from Krishna, he may be able to do some imitation by mixing elements given by Krishna. But even that, how much can scientists produce? If there is a drought, there is no rainfall, how much scientists can produce rain? Some people say that no scientists, they have some type of technology that can produce rain somewhere. I don't know if it's true or not, but how much rain, in case they have been able to produce to make the clouds to pour rain somewhere, how much rain they can produce. Some people who have these theories of conspirational theories, they say that these tsunamis are produced by some artificially produced by modern scientists to create disturbances in the world. I do not take it seriously, but sometimes people come to me and they speak about that. I know it's 2012. Watch out, what's going to happen? Did you see any film, any YouTube 2012? So watch out, the Maya calendar is finishing at the end of this year. What's going to happen? Whatever may be the fact in this regard, it doesn't matter that much, because even if scientists produce rain or are able to produce some weapon, are able to move the water and move the earth, who has given the water and the earth? Who has given the intelligence to move things? Who is giving shelter to everyone? In chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, we find the verse, when I was reading this section of we are discussing today, it came to mind a verse from chapter 9. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Shakshi Nivasam Sharanam Surit Prabhava Pralaya Stanam Nidanam Nidanam Bijam Abhyajam. If I remember well, let's read it. This is 9:18. And this is very much related to Sri Krishna's the ultimate shelter, ashraya. Gati means the goal. Krishna says, I am the goal, the sustainer. Bharta also means husband. Prabhu, the Lord, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place and the eternal seat. All of these are shelter, forms of shelter we find in the material world. We have a goal in life, the goal is a shelter. When we are traveling, we feel very tired sometimes. Like I remember when I flew to Australia, it was never ending. Fly, fly, you never arrive. So the goal, thinking I will arrive, thinking in a destination, becomes a shelter, materially speaking. Whatever project we have, we think, okay, let me focus on the goal. So Krishna says, I am the goal. I am the real destination. Bharta, the sustainer. Sometimes we need help from, not sometimes, always, we need help from someone. Even if we think we are very strong people, but we need help from other people. Don't we? We need help from family members, from friends, or even if we are the big boss, for employees, we cannot do things without a sustainer. We always need somebody above us to provide, to support us. Prabhu, the master. We have different types of masters, teachers, bosses. Shakshi, the witness, the Lord within the heart. Krishna says in Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, Riddeshi Arjuna Tishtati, I am the Ishvara, I am the controller within the heart. I am the witness within the heart. Prabhava, the refuge. No, sorry. Nivasa is the house or the abode, the place where we live. Sometimes we see in India, they give the name Nivas. Such and such Nivas. Hari Nivas, Krishna Nivas, or whatever. So, the place of residence. Sharanam, the shelter. So, ultimately, we need Krishna's shelter in order to feel properly satisfied. And this is actually the goal of life, which is revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam reveals that human life is meant to understand tattva. Jivasya tattva jikyasa. Kamasya nendriya pritir. And not for sense enjoyment. Jivasya tattva jikyasa. And Srila Prabhupada here explains tattva in today's purport. Tattva, that is ashraya tattva and ashrita tattva. So tattva is understood as the supreme shelter, the supreme Lord, the supreme being, who is Sri Krishna, who is the shelter for everyone else. And ashrita tattva refers to his energies. His energies refer to the material manifestation, the universe, and to the living beings, we, little Krishna's sparks. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in some occasion that we are little Krishnas. We're Krishna also, but the little Krishnas. So we seem like Krishna, and Atma, there is Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva means the individual Atma, the little Krishna, and the Paramatma, the Supreme Soul. So the little self, the individual self, Anu Atma, the infinitesimal self, as Srila Prabhupada puts it, and the Vipu Atma, the universal self, God, who is the shelter for all the other selves. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining here that Vedic literature, all the forms of knowledge are pointing towards the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate shelter. And as long as we try to find shelter elsewhere, we will not feel satisfied. Sometimes we say, home, sweet home, right? Sometimes we are in trouble, then we reach, it's very cold outside, and we are working, right? Working in the office, in the whatever we are doing, we're engaged in different types of activities. We do it as devotees for Krishna. We're also preaching outside, then we come to our place of residence. The heating system is on. We sit on the sofa, and we say, take out our shoes, home, sweet home. So we're looking for shelter in this world. But actually, there is no shelter in the material world. One devotee told me, after 7 years, and this is not to undermine marriage life can be also pleasant if husband and wife cooperate together. This is what, I don't talk from my experience, I talk from observing and from listening, and from what Shastra says. So maybe if experience from previous lifetimes I may have had, I'm sure I had quite some experience, so that may be registered somewhere. So, but if there is cooperation between husband and wife, marital life can be very nice. Nothing against it. But sometimes happen that things are going well. After 7 years, the partner starts getting very jealous and tries to commit suicide. This is extreme, but these things sometimes happen for whatever reasons. And there may be external reasons given or not given. So the material world is a place where there is no shelter. We try to find shelter in a place, a home, a community, but then things get disrupted. Even in the Krishna consciousness movement, things get disrupted from time to time. Isn't it? Don't we experience that regularly? Things happen. Even we take shelter, sometimes even we take shelter of a Vaishnava guru. But then he changed his mind. He doesn't want to be sheltered anymore. He decides to go and do something else. That has happened, and it's not new from now. In Lord Chaitanya's time, it happened in the beginning of creation with Lord Brahma. So the only shelter, the ultimate shelter, is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. and this is the purpose of Vedic literature, and therefore Srila Sridhara Swami, in this verse describing the 10th canto, the introduction to the 10th canto, he's saying that the 10th canto describes Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of all the shelters, those who play the role of shelter, such as the 9 topics described in the 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much for listening patiently. If you'd like to ask one or two questions or make comments. I know it's breakfast time, but it's Sunday, so that's how I'm relaxed. No questions, no comments. You agree? Jiva Tattva, which category is? Shiva, Lord Shiva. You mean Lord Shiva? Yes, Lord Shiva is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as an intermediate. It's a special type of expansion, of Vishnu expansion, who touches material nature. It is described that Vishnu never touches directly material nature. When he touches material nature, he becomes transformed into Lord Shiva. And the example given in Brahma Samhita is the milk which transforms into yogurt. The milk can be transformed into yogurt, but the yogurt cannot be transformed into milk. So Vishnu is like the milk, Shiva Tattva is like the yogurt. He is Vishnu transformed into a form which will directly interact with Tamogun, with the mode of darkness, material nature. And he becomes the husband of Maya Devi, personified material nature, Parvati Devi, Durga Devi. So this is Lord Shiva. Any other? One more common question. Will be 1, 2, and we end. Yeah, I mean, I don't. Well, the idea is when the yogi or the transcendentalist, the devotee, focuses inside on the self and connects with Krishna within and without, Krishna is everywhere, then all the illusory manifestations are gradually dispelled, and it seems that from the scientific point of view, it happens from gross matter, it reduces from gross to more subtle until it becomes pure consciousness. Actually, Patanjali Muni, in his Yoga Sutras, he starts with a definition of yoga. And it says, yogas, Chitta vritti nirodha, annihilation. Yoga means chit is consciousness, vritti vritti, to nirodha, annihilate the vrittis, anartha nivritti, nivritti, nirodha, nivritti, to annihilate the false identification of the self. And this false identification, false ego, creates all the material bodies, the material elements, which are given to the self so that we can be someone else than we are. We can be the enjoyer and the exploiter of nature. So the annihilation goes from gross gradually to subtle, because it was created from subtle to gross. From the false ego it was created. Sometimes we hear that we fell from the post of Brahma. We became a Brahma or a powerful Deva in the beginning. So that's very subtle. And then because we misused that subtle power to exploit, then it becomes more gross. So in order to annihilate, we have to reverse the process. And therefore, the process of bhakti, or the process of yes, bhakti yoga, entails to engage the gross senses in the service of the Lord. And by engaging the gross matter in the service of Krishna, we connect again with Krishna and gradually reverse the process. Is that okay? Yeah, I mean, if we read in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahatattva is described, which is material energy, is described as an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is described as being made of pure consciousness originally, in its original state. So that's described as such. But you also said in the beginning, it's actually the Vibhu Atma, or the universal consciousness, who provides all the ingredients for the minute consciousness to enter into that playground of material existence. So ultimately, yes, it comes from pure consciousness due to forgetfulness, but the origin, the shelter, is the ashraya vigraha. It's the material creation is ashrita vigraha, and we, Anu Atma, small souls, are also Ashrita Viraha. Last? Who said we do not come from the spiritual world? But who said we do not come from the spiritual world? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prababho matak sarvam pravartate iti mat bhava jante mam buddha bhava samamvita. Krishna says, I am the source of all universes, spiritual and material. Everything emanates from him. Is Krishna living in the spiritual world? Is Krishna living in the material world? Who say? Well, there are different theories, and actually Srila Prabhupada's position on that is that actually we shouldn't bother too much about it, because if somebody's in the middle of we come from Krishna, and our natural condition is to serve Krishna in the spiritual world. This is the ultimate constitutional position. This is what he instructs Sanatana Goswami. Jivera Svarup Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. The Svarup, the constitutional position of the Jivera, Krishna Nityadas, eternally Krishna's servant, Nityadas, not temporarily, eternally. And elsewhere also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunai. The eternal condition of the living entity, perfected condition, Krishna Prema, pure love of Krishna. So that's the ultimate origin, the ultimate shelter for us as jivas. All the other ideas are more or less concoctions, imagination. We don't need to bother too much. We don't need to understand everything, all the details, where are we coming from. We come back from Krishna. And you are right, there are statements in the scripture. Some say we come from Goloka Vrindavan. According to Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we come from Goloka. Gopa Kumar, he even had a different name in Goloka. His name was Sarupa. It was not anymore Gopa Kumar. And Krishna recognized him when he saw him. So according to Sanatana Goswami's estimation, it seems that we come from Goloka. Others may say we come from Tatastha Shakti, we come from Mahavishnu, from the previous creation, we come from the Brahma Jyoti. But even if that's for the sake of accepting that, we come from any of these parts of Krishna's energies, all this is coming from Krishna, ultimately. Krishna is the Ashraya Tattva. And we should take shelter of him. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.